What's up, Pats fans? Welcome to Totally Patriots. My name is Romeo. I'm your host. Amazing start to the season last week. Our boys, they did it. It's time for our home opener. As they get ready for the big game, let's take a look at what's coming up on today's show.
The Pats took down the Titans with ease, and now they're hoping to soar over the Cardinals. It may be his first season with the Patriots, but Marquise Cole isn't afraid to open up about himself.
I'm a strange person.
Stephen Ridley had a breakout game last week, and Professor Fritz is breaking down the juke.
My new dance, I call it the juke.
And does Dane Fletcher have a secret man crush?
He had my heart.
Plus, we find out some of the most interesting things fans have tried to sneak into the stadium.
We did have a guest come in with two uncooked chicken breasts.
Bust out your popcorn. It's time for Totally Patriots.
Let's get things started from Patriot Place. Winning, nothing new for the Patriots. Marquise Cole, he is new. He's got a lot of experience around the NFL, and hopefully he's found his new permanent home here with the Patriots. I hear he's quite the prankster too, loves pulling jokes all the time. Let's find out. Sean is with him right now. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo, I'm inside the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of students, cross-country team actually, from King Philip School. They're here to help me welcome in our guest of honor. Let's hear it for him, Marquise Cole. Hey, Marquise.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Now, these guys have a lot of questions for you. You ready for all these?
Yeah.
All right. I'll start us off. Now, I heard you had quite the reputation when you were at the Jets as a prankster. How'd you earn that reputation?
I just like to have a lot of fun. So always messing with the guys, making everybody laugh and stuff like that. So,
if you could go anywhere on a dream vacation, where would you go?
I don't do much. So vacations are, they're all the same to me. Wherever we go, I sit in my room and watch SpongeBob, so it really don't matter.
Is SpongeBob your favorite TV show?
By far.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite movie of all time?
It's called Life. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. It's my favorite movie ever.
If you could pick an actor to play you in a movie about your life, who would it be?
SpongeBob.
Who's your one of your good friends in the Patriots so far?
All the defensive backs. We were pretty close. I talked to Devin and Kyle a lot. Steve, Raza, Sterling, we all go out to eat and stuff like that.
And what do you miss most about Chicago? I know you're from there.
Home, laying in my bed, watching SpongeBob.
How were your grades in school?
I had pretty good grades in high school. I was in advanced placement classes, honors classes, and stuff like that. So
how do you make time for playing football and making sure you're keeping up with all your athletics and also making sure you're hitting the books?
It's tough, but priorities, you know, just keep what's first, you know. Grades are more important than sports in high school because that's what gets you to the next level.
If you could have lunch with one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Eminem.
Why?
It's my favorite artist.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
Lay in a bed and watch TV.
I think we've established he likes to watch SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Wait, you have to sing the SpongeBob theme song for us.
Do it.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Interesting. I want to see if I can call maybe Jay-Z or Kanye West. We'll see if we can get a remix for you. Try to get that on the radio for you soon, Marquise. All right, from our players on the field to our behind-the-scenes players, this week, let's meet a woman whose job is keeping this place safe. We give you an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at our team ops department in this week's Beyond the Bench.
And now, from the team ops department, the director of operations, Kelly Way.
What's going on with this individual? The events here range more than just football. We have the Revolution soccer teams, we have concerts that are here, and then we have hundreds of private functions that occur on site. A typical day for me is arriving around 9 a.m. We work on planning for events, how many staff, where will they be posted, and what nuances we need to cover for that week. We operate here at the command center as the dispatch. Male with a white blue polo. Okay, we'll get a camera on it. We use cameras, we use radios, we have detection devices that we look at. The game day experience is the most interesting part of my job. You can't describe it to anybody without being a part of it. When you put 70,000 fans into the stadium, it's a wonderful experience. I have a lot of great game day stories. Some of the funnier things are regarding our prohibited items. Last season, we did have a guest come in with two uncooked chicken breasts. We're not sure why, but we did have to confiscate those at the gate, not allowed those in. I've had a great experience working here at Gillette Stadium. The Kraft family has been very good to me. I've been afforded promotional opportunities. Out of 32 NFL teams, I am the only female that holds this current position that I'm in, and I'm really proud of that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Marquise Cole sets the record straight.
One thing I've never done in my life is pretended to be a dinosaur.
And Professor Fritz has some suggestions for the players.
Maybe one of the players will take it as their TD dance.
And later, Dane Fletcher is comfortable in his Patriots uniform, but his sister had a different idea of a uniform for him when he was younger.
You grow up, you're like, that is weird.
Keep it locked. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. My name is Romeo. Earlier in the show, we made Marquise work out his vocal cords. I want to know how he works out his body. I've been trying all summer long. I've had no gains. I'm going to have to listen really close. Sean is back with him right now in the hall. Let's find out how he stays totally fit. I really got to listen.
What's the most difficult part of your practices?
The warm-up. Oh, my God. When you're just starting and you got to run back and forth and stretch and all that stuff before you get warmed up to get warmed up.
What's a typical week of training like for you?
Off season, Monday I'll go in the gym, upper body lift, run. Tuesday, lower body. Wednesday, day off. Thursday, upper body. Friday, lower body. And then I'll run, any day I work out, I'll run, even if it's either a long run or like quick, you know, sprint work. Something I make sure I run every day I work out.
What's your favorite kind of vegetable?
Broccoli. I like broccoli a lot.
Brussels sprouts?
I've never even had Brussels sprouts.
Good. What's your guilty indulgence?
I don't really have it. I don't eat sweets like that. I'm a strange person. I don't know. I don't like candy or anything like that.
Any other exercise you do a lot in the gym?
I do a lot of pull-ups and push-ups. I like functional strength, so I do a lot of things like that.
How many pull-ups in a row can you do?
I've never maxed out my pull-ups, but I can do, I don't know, 40.
What's your favorite part of the broccoli, like the green stuff at the top or the stem?
No, the tree part at the top, yeah. I like the big tree at the top.
Do you pretend to be a dinosaur when you eat your broccoli?
One thing I've never done in my life is pretended to be a dinosaur.
Maybe you should try that.
Yeah.
Doesn't like sweets. Is he crazy? Me either. Health freak. The only workout I get actually is with these munchkins doing some curls like this, straight to the mouth. He does say he's a little weird. He calls himself weird. I might have to agree with him a little. I mean, I love you, but you are a little weird. The only person I know a little weirder, Professor Fritz. We love him, though, too. This week, he's breaking down the juke and how do they do that. Do I have jelly on my face?
Do you got to move like Jagger? I mean, I have the football moves, but I do got the dance moves, you know, like Jagger. Hey, some of these football players got some moves, from those touchdown dances to tricky footwork. You know, let's take a look at how they can move their bodies in a split second and the effect it has on their body.
Let's take a running back bursting through the hole and encountering a linebacker. He's traveling at the velocity of 18 feet per second straight at the defender. But he decides to juke him instead of run over him, so he plants his foot and pushes off perpendicular to his original velocity of direction at 18 feet per second. The linebacker doesn't have a chance and comes up with air. Hey, where'd he go? Why does this happen? Well, the average human reaction time is about 215 milliseconds or 215 thousandths of a second. To help you understand how fast that is, listen to this. The human blink of an eye takes between 300 and 400 milliseconds. If we transfer that to the football field, the linebacker has less than a blink of an eye to react to the runner's deceptive move and most often will come up with air. The player has the advantage of making the move while the defender has to react. Often the defender will gamble a guess as to what the runner will do and try to bypass human reaction time. It's my new dance. I call it the juke. Hey, maybe one of the players will take it as their TD dance. I think that move fast. It's almost not fair for the defenders. Let's take a look at how this juking affects the players' bodies. Let's say an average running back weighs 200 pounds and is accelerating at 4.4 meters per second squared and then stops to do a quick parallel cut to avoid a defender. We can use Newton's second law, force equals mass times acceleration, which tells us the runner is exerting 880 pounds of force on his lower leg that he used to push off with. Yikes. Compare this to a boxer who can exert up to 1,000 pounds with a punch, or a kick which can exert up to 2,000 pounds of force. Even at a normal jog, a person alone can exert up to 520 pounds of force. That's a lot of power. Who knew our bodies could power up so much force? So with this extreme force and advantage of the defender having to react to the move, the player can make for the end zone quickly and with a ton of power.
They are amazing. These guys move left to the right. I mean, these guys are so fast. They almost move like this guy. I'm Professor Fritzen. That's how we do that.
Next on Totally Patriots, we know Dane has all the football moves, but he's busting out a different type of move. And Romeo is back at it with the fans. What's got him all bent out of shape?
This is done, man. That ends the interview.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Well, Dane Fletcher has been with the Patriots for three seasons, and we've gotten to know him on the field. Now we'll get to know him off the field. We'll find out if this Montana native has any tricks up his sleeve, and we'll find out what makes him flip.
My favorite superhero is easily Batman. He's got the life. He's got the nice mansion, he's got a butler. You know, what other superheroes have the Batcave, all the sweet toys? Oh man, my first kiss, I could remember it so clearly to the day. It was the most awkward thing in the world. I'm not gonna say I do have a man crush, but if I were to have one, I'd say it's probably Russell Crowe. He's just, he's a bad dude.
Are you not entertained?
When he played in Gladiator, you know, that was it for me. He had my heart. I can swing dance. I can flip. I can do it all.
All right, please come here. Go here. Go behind. Yeah. And it's something like that.
Have I ever worn female clothing of any type? I know my sister really tried to make me dress up a lot when I was a little kid. You know, she would always put makeup on me and stuff. And I always thought it was really weird until, you grow up and you're like, that is weird.
Wow, I didn't know Montana boys had those kind of moves. Linebacker to line dancer, I'm impressed. I think Romeo could take some lessons from him. Although, I have a feeling Romeo knows his way around a dance floor. Let's see if the fans can dance some circles around him in Totally Facts.
It's the heat shield.
Good.
Nice.
Name the four major professional men's sports teams in Arizona once you get the food out of your mouth.
Football.
Teams.
Oh. Diamondbacks.
It's gonna get dark out real soon, man.
Phoenix Suns. Oh, Arizona Cardinals.
All right, Phoenix Coyotes.
Women, they're always right, man. When are we ever going to learn? Spell Arizona backwards.
Oh, dude, backwards? O-N?
Nope.
This is going to take, like, a long time.
Watch this. Spell Arizona backwards.
Who, me?
Oh. A-N-Z-I-O-A.
Did you put an M in there?
A-N-O-Z-I-R-A.
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
What Cardinals player had the most receiving yards last season?
It won't be the obvious.
What's the obvious?
Golden? Larry Fitzgerald.
It is.
Can I wear the hat?
No.
What year was I born?
You were born in 1968.
This is done, man. That ends the interview. The name of the Cardinals mascot is Carly the Cardinal, Birdie, or Big Red.
Gotta go with Big Red.
What made you think? I dated a girl in college and her nickname was Big Red.
Really? Was she big?
Yeah.
Or red?
Both. Woohoo. All right, so the fans are pumped up here. They are ready for the big game. Study up. We're out here looking for you every week. Patriots, totally facts. Oh, by the way, how do you spell Arizona backwards? Arizona.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
I'm Lovin Reed in the WBZ studios. It's the Pats home opener, and running back Stephen Ridley told our Steve Burton he's looking forward to it.
They're shooting for the Patriots. They're gunning for Tom Brady. They're gunning for, you know, this New England team, and that's fine with us.
We just have to go out there. 25 yards, you're gunning for Stephen Ridley.
Right. I mean, it's another name, you know, and that's what Coach said yesterday. You know, we're going to see what you can do, Ridley, with the bullseye on your back.
Much more with Stephen Ridley on game day tomorrow morning at 11:30 on WBZ. The Pats and the Cards play at 1, and fifth quarter is on MyTV 38 right after the game. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. All show long, we've been breaking down Marquise Cole. Now it's his turn to have some fun, flip the script a little bit, put some heat on the students of King Philip School. Can Thomas outdo him in our gridiron gauntlet? Let me see what you got, man.
Are you ready, Thomas?
Yeah. All
right, who did the Patriots beat in the 2011 AFC Championship game?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, it's pretty tough. Oh, no, it's not. Which Patriots player set the record for most touchdowns by a tight end in a single season in 2011?
Rob Gronkowski.
Yep. Okay. What is the Patriots' mascot name?
Mr. Patriot,
Pat. It was Pat Patriot. Okay. Name the two players drafted by the Patriots in the first round of the 2012 draft.
Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower.
Yep. All right. Former linebacker Teddy Bruschi wore what number?
Number 54.
Yeah.
Looks good. Round of applause for this guy. Not bad, Thomas. And speaking of Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower, how good did they look in last week's game?
That's how you start off a season. They looked amazing. I got to tell you my favorite play, Jones forcing the fumble, Hightower recovering the ball, scoring for our boys. They looked amazing.
I know, one of the best plays in the whole game. All right, guys, it's time to get totally tweeted. Our question this week comes from Stephanie, and she asks, what is it like stepping onto the field for the first home game of the season?
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for that question. When you step on the field for the first time for the season opener, it's really exciting. You know, the fans are really excited about getting a new season started, and we're excited about playing in front of the home crowd for the first time. So it's quite a thrill, and we're definitely looking forward to experiencing that this Sunday against the Cardinals.
If you guys want to get totally tweeted, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Totally Patriots. Your favorite players will be answering your questions every week. All right, Romeo, home opener this weekend. The weather looks great. You going to the game?
I'll be there. By the way, if you guys are coming to the game, look for me. If you're tailgating, you're out in the parking lot, I'm going to be quizzing you, find out who knows the most about the Pats opponents. It's going to be a good time.
See if you can stump this guy.
Yeah, bring it on. I always get to go to the games. How do I always let go with that?
I never get to go. I get stuck here.
I paid off the boss earlier. It helps.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Come say hi to us. That's going to do it from Patriot Place. Go Pats. We leave you with some highlights from last week's game.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hot in the right side. Touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. Going to be hit and sacked. The ball is fumbled loose. Going to be picked up by the Patriots. Pounding into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown by Dante Hightower. Caught down and in. Touchdown, Aaron Hernandez. Intercepted by the Patriots.